Welcome to Unstuck, the podcast for solo business owners who want things to feel better. I'm Libby Langley, business coach, author, and your honest voice of reason when business starts to feel messy. Each week, I share real advice and simple strategies to help you untangle your thoughts, get clear on what matters, and move forward without burning out or starting from scratch. Here's this week's episode. This episode is for you if you are the one who everybody comes to, right? You're the one who's clear, calm, supportive, the person everyone comes to when they feel, you know, stress or pressure or stuck or overwhelmed or whatever, right? But where do you go when you need help? Being the rock, being the capable one, being the one that everyone turns to, is a lot. It is overwhelming. It is exhausting. And, you know, holding space for everybody is a lot of pressure to put on yourself or for them to put on you. And really clear to say, it's not because people don't care about you, right? It isn't. This is because you're naturally the nurturer, the caregiver in relationships and also with your clients too, right? So if you're the rock in your circles, but, you know, inside you kind of just, you're just knackered, to be honest, and you're wondering how much longer you can keep this up, supporting everybody, friends, family, clients, and also yourself and your business, don't worry, I'm here. Help is here. That's the cavalry coming riding in, right? So sorry. That's what that is, okay? But you're the strong one. You're the capable one. You're the one everyone leans on. You're the one who listens, who says, you know, my DMs are always open. And people take you up on this, right? So what happens when you kind of need support and you're falling apart, right? Because I'll say that in inverted commas, because this could be varying degrees of falling apart, right? From just having I've had enough today through to full on breakdown. But this episode is for the helpers, the supporters, the quietly holding it together women out there who give amazing advice to everyone else. But, you know, you feel kind of untethered inside and unsupported. And it isn't with any sort of malice or anything. It's just, I wish there was a me for me. Yeah. And I don't think that any of us haven't thought that at some point, that I wish there was a me, someone like me for me. We all have, you know, we all have friends or good business connections or a part of, you know, part of spaces and all that. But sometimes it would be really nice if somebody was just there purely to support you, right? Because you're an expert in what you do, right? Maybe there's an element of, I can't be vulnerable here. I can't say, I don't know, or I'm having a tough time. Because that means that, oh, she's valuable. She's not as strong as she said. She's been lying to us the whole time. We thought she was Superwoman, but turns out she's just human like us. And I don't think that that is how anybody thinks, but that's how we think people think, right? And it's absolute madness. And I have absolutely always been that person. Various people have said to me over the years that I need to let people in a little bit more. And my answer to that is always, no, I don't. Thank you. Get out of my business. However, as I've got older, softened my edges a bit, I think, and also really importantly, once I had my autism and ADHD diagnosis, autism particularly, I realised that this was kind of a coping mechanism for me. You know, I need to know everything. You can ask me anything and I'll know the answer. And if I don't know the answer, I can Google it within 23 seconds and skim read something and know more than, you know, lots of people could in, you know, really, no, I'm not going to say 5 years of study. Absolutely, that's not the case. But you know, I'm really good at picking stuff up. And that's a great thing of my autism, right? Being able to just go, yeah, right, I know, I get it now. Or I get it enough to be able to explain it to you, right? But that comes with a lot of pressure on it as well. And certainly when I had a job, which is 14 years ago this year, so a long time ago, I remember vaguely. But my team, my staff, they used to call me the ice queen, right? And I kind of quite liked that at the time because it meant that I was efficient and got the job done and a great problem solver, but I didn't get emotional and I didn't get involved. And so that was better for everybody. And I look back now, you know, coupled with like the suits and the heels and all that, and I'm like, who was that person? I mean, my God, she was masking a lot of shit, right? And it makes me kind of sad, but I'm able to go, okay, that was a phase in life. Let's move on from that. And definitely, I will say that sharing a lot of my vulnerabilities now has made me, I think, more relatable as a business coach, right? So when I started my business, I've always done business coaching, right? And business strategy and that kind of stuff. But my core teaching focus was social media. And, you know, you don't need to necessarily have any emotion for that because you're teaching a thing. You deliver the thing, people get the results. And that's the end of it. But the other side of the consultancy side, the coaching side of the business was always different because my job was and is on that side to listen, to hear what people are saying, and then to support them, either simply by reflecting back. I say simply, you know, a lot of people, I realize it's a skill I have, so I must not diminish that. But, you know, reflecting back what people have said so that they can hear it in slightly different words and it resonates differently, or actually offering support that people need in order to move past whatever shit's going on, right? And that requires a real softening of the edges. It really does, because empathy is a huge, huge part of coaching and supporting people, and not to absorb everybody's problems, but to understand and to be able to connect and for people to trust you. You know, my clients, someone said to me that it's like, you know, working with me is like part therapy, part coaching, and that I'm a really active listener and really good to talk to. And I really kind of pride myself on that. But it does sometimes make me the person that people lean on. And that's literally what they're paying me for, my clients, right? So all you clients listening, I'm not saying, don't share your woes with me at all. It's literally the point of it. But what I'm saying is that when your business is set up like that, which mine is consciously, and I love it, where's my space for that, right? Where do you find your own space to deliver the thing? And what I've started doing is, in this podcast, with my clients, in my emails particularly, and, you know, to just some random person on the street, is actually being a bit less, I've got all my shit sorted, I'm incredible, watch me, you can learn everything. I mean, I've never been that arrogant, right? But, you know, that sort of positioning, that I know the answer to everything. And sometimes, rather than trying to find the answer, I've sometimes thought, it's all right if I just don't respond to this. And I mean that kind of in WhatsApp groups or on social media or something. You know, something that I've always done in the past is if someone said, oh, I need a so-and-so, so-and-so, can anyone help? I've always like found the answer. If I didn't know it, I would Google stuff. And it's so stupid. But I know it's the autistic traits. It's like being the one who knows something makes me feel, or has made me feel, like kind of valuable, a valuable part of society. And so we can also be our own worst enemies there. But since I don't know when I stopped doing this a while ago, sometimes I still do because I like to know things and I like to find out the answers to things. But since I stopped kind of needing to know everything about everything and be there for everyone, it's taken a lot of pressure off me and it's allowed me to focus on the stuff that really does matter, which is my confidence to grow clients. They're my key priority. And also, well, you know, like my husband and cat, whatever, I listen to their needs to support them. But kind of, you know, the wider, like random person who messages and, you know, you can help. I mean, I've always responded, brain pickers, I don't mean to go off on too much of a tangent here, but, you know, if that message is, right, I need your help. And I say, okay, well, here's a link to book a paid session with me. That's different. You know, I don't mean that I would never charge for support, but the kind of emotional support of listening to people and taking everything on, I approach it differently. I approach it differently. And I think actually it happens less. Maybe that makes me a bad person, actually. Maybe I shouldn't be sharing any of this. But when I say my DMs are always open, I do mean that. What I will respond with depends on what you say to me. You know, it could be a really super conversation that we both find very interesting. Could be, actually, I can help you with this, but this is part of my paid service. So here's a link to join Confidence to Grow or have a call with me to see if we're a better fit. Or it could be, right, oh no, I did a podcast on that. Here's the link to that. That'll help you. So it, you know, you build up your kind of arsenal, I suppose, of responses to things. And that comes with time, but it also comes with consciously thinking of how can I help people? And because if you know that you're the one that people come to, right, how can I help with all this stuff? Oh, I can record a podcast. I can create an email series. I can do a PDF download. There's lots of, and it doesn't have to be paid, right? If you don't want it to be paid. But and that stuff that you can share that's useful to people and useful to lots of people, right? Because being the one that people come to and being able to support people, it's just such a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing to be able to do, but you have to have your own boundaries and structure around it. Otherwise, all you're doing is supporting people and not getting paid any money for it, right? Which is a terrible, terrible business model. I'll just say that to you. I'll give you that one for free. It's a terrible business model. Okay. But there's also, I think there's a hidden toll of always being the strong one, you know? If you're the friend, the coach, the cheerleader, whatever, to everybody and nobody is to you. Honestly, that's a surefire way to burnout. It is. You're heading down the road to burnout because you've got nothing. You're giving, 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 giving. And that giving is not being replenished. The energy that giving takes is not being replenished. And that's a dangerous way to do things. So whether that looks like supporting all your friends and family to the detriment of your own, I don't know, mental health, I guess, or giving too much to your clients other than above and beyond what you've contractually agreed you'll give them, right? Which is enough. That's what they've paid for. They're happy with that because that's all they wanted, okay? So you don't need to do more and more and more all the time. Often that's overwhelming for people and counterproductive. And also for your audience, you don't need to share everything that you know all the time, right? Because that's too much. You can give people kind of the top line, and then the support, the next level of support is obviously that they pay you for stuff. And this reality of burnout, you know, overgiving, over-supporting, and it leading to burnout, I don't think that necessarily that correlation is made immediately in our minds, right? Most of us, I would say, have experienced burnout somewhere on the burnout scale. Yeah. You know, a lot of us just feel knackered a lot of the time. But there are obviously incredibly severe cases where people are hospitalized and all of that. And you might sit anywhere on that scale. But a lot of it will be because of the emotional weight that you're taking on, probably, to be honest, unnecessarily. Yeah. Unnecessarily. And that's something that you can change. And this isn't about saying when someone comes to you, oh, ice queen, I am the ice queen. I do not have conversations about emotions. You don't need to do that, but you also don't need to invest fully in it. And one of those ways is building up this arsenal, repertoire, bank of content that's useful and helpful, and also other people that you can signpost to. So you could set up referral payments even with people and say, oh, actually, do you know what? So-and-so would be so good at helping you with this. Sure, you can help them. But remember, if you take everything on all the time, you're going to burn yourself out. So It would be great. Do you know what? I think so-and-so, they would be really, really helpful for you. And you can pass them over to whoever else it is. And if they end up working with that person or getting support from that person, you can get a kickback. You know, these are referral schemes, formal or informal, that you can set up with a whole network of people who might be helpful to you. And you can also do, as I have done, because someone who you don't even necessarily know who they are has posted in a local Facebook looking for something, you just don't have to reply, okay? You can just go, Jess, I could find the best gardener within a 10-mile radius, but actually, I'm just going to leave that to somebody else who actually knows the answer and has someone personal that they can genuinely refer to, okay? You don't have to take all of this on yourself because it's a thought creep. Right? It takes up headspace that does not matter. And all of that is going to put an emotional toll on you that, you know, you don't need, right? You just don't need. So let's talk about the difference between external success and internal chaos, right? I am sure you are very familiar with what I am talking about. You know, on the outside, when you've got everything sorted, and on the inside, you're like, I do not know what I'm doing. Yeah, that. And if actually perhaps the two married together a little bit more, or you allowed yourself on the outside to be a little less polished and perfect, the internal chaos lessens. Because presenting yourself in one way as this super polished and perfect person is bloody hard work. I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm just not that. I mean, you probably know that. You probably know me well enough by now, even if you're this is the first time you've ever listened to this or watched this on YouTube. You know, in the last 15 minutes, you probably realised, oh, yeah, no, actually, you know, she knows what she's talking about, but she's also a little bit of chaos. and that's okay. And I kind of don't care that people know that. I spent too long trying to hide that and it was not good for me. And certainly when I hid all that and was the ice queen in my job, I mean, I burnt out. I absolutely burnt out and I walked out and I never went back. And I'd been there for years and I loved that job and it was a fantastic job with a fantastic salary. And all the holiday, you know, I got like 8 weeks a year holiday because I was in the public sector and we got bonus weeks and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, pension and all that. And I just walked out. I just walked out and I was so thin. So skinny because I'd lost loads of weight because of the stress. And a lot of it was because I was just holding everything in. And inside was a mess, but I was presenting as the dresses and heels, super sorted kind of ice queen, yeah, manager. And it's really difficult. So the more you allow yourself to blend those two sides, then, or dovetail those two sides, right? Because there's some stuff you keep to yourself, and we do all show up, you know, we don't go out in our pajamas, for example, whereas we might stay home and work in them. There's kind of that's why I say, you know, like marry the two, blend the two, dovetail the two. The more you allow the softening of the external perfection to better reflect what's going on. Honestly, the more you're going to resonate with people, the more people are going to trust you. And the more when they work with you and they find out what you're really like, maybe, they're not going to go, what the F? This is not the person that I expected. So that's one of the things really that kind of the post-COVID, well, COVID and then post-COVID world brought about was that everybody just started working from home. People did do calls in their pajamas and no one cared. You know, it was the end of solicitors wearing suits and ties because why are you going to sit at your desk at home and do that, weirdo? It's, yeah. And so it's easier to be who you are now because there isn't the need to conform in the same way. And also because, you know, us with our own businesses, oh my goodness, it is easier to do that because we just get to present as the whatever the hell we like. So, and other people just have to accept that. So yeah, you know, like editing this podcast. Hi, Nick. Hi, Nikos. Thanks for managing my chaos. And it's, you know, there's people that we have around us whose job it is to kind of support in the way that we need supporting, right? So there's no need to be polished and perfect with the exact people who are there to help and support. You know, so if you've got a mini team, I've got my podcast team who are absolutely incredible, and I've got my VA, and, you know, and honestly, that's kind of it actually, but I've got my family, obviously, you know, I've got my husband, and I am the way that I am with them. And I over-explain everything in emails, and I ask way too many questions probably, but I don't apologize for that anymore, because it's who I am and it's why I'm like I am. And all of those things actually make me a really good coach, because I am naturally inquisitive and I do really, really care. And I think that's kind of quite a nice blend, but I don't try and hide any of the other stuff. You know, this podcast wouldn't exist if I was perfect because I'd have nothing to talk about, and it's really boring. And I think that's really boring. It's not real. So I just want to give you the permission to not have it all figured out, right? Just because you help others. It's really hard to admit that sometimes, but here I am admitting it to you, and you can admit it right back to me. You can help others and still not be absolutely perfect and absolutely sorted. And honestly, just saying that, no one's going to think, well, I'm not going to work with her anymore, because they will have already decided that they don't want to work with you, or they do want to work with you. People, you know, we get attracted to people that we choose to work with or to be friends with or whatever because of the way that they are. And if sharing vulnerabilities is part of that attraction, then sharing those vulnerabilities is a good thing, right? If you stopped doing that, it would be like you'd put this wall up and put these barriers off, and that would actually turn people off. And the same if you have all those barriers up and you're like, you know, super polished all the time, but it's killing you to always be like that and to always be the one who supports other people, you're not going to be able to sustain it. And people will like you better if you just go, yeah, do you know what? It's me, innit? Here I am. Getting help, though, is hugely important. And that's one of the things that I've always done in my business, is I've always pretty much always been in some sort of program or mastermind because I've always needed people to talk to. I find it difficult. I tell the truth, I find it difficult as a business coach. People are often asking for business support, which is literally what I'm paid to give people, you know, coaching and all that. And so it's quite difficult sometimes for me to share stuff, the help that I need, because the stuff that they're sharing is what I get paid to deliver. Though I do find sometimes I end up coaching in spaces that I'm in because it's what I do. So you've got to be mindful if you are, if that's like a danger point for you, I guess, or just something to be mindful of. But I've always been in spaces where I've at least met people that I know will support me. And I've made some fantastic friends along the way. And that's one of the reasons that I have my Confidence to Grow coaching space, is because you don't need to learn anything new, right? I'll tell you that now. You don't need to learn anything new. You maybe need to tweak a few strategies that you have, but ultimately what you need is someone to listen to you on the bad days, celebrate you on the good days, and just make you feel supported, give you the space to go, oh my God, help me, help me, help me, and to feel better when they have helped you. And that's the simplicity of my Confidence to Grow coaching space. That's kind of what it does in a nutshell, really. It provides the space that doesn't exist elsewhere. It allows the full vulnerability with zero judgment and no expectation to be anywhere at any time, because sometimes you just need to talk about stuff. Sometimes life's just lifing and you just want to share that, and everybody gets it, and there will be some support, but there'll certainly be a lot of listening, which really makes a big, big difference. So I just want to ask you, are you okay? And if you're not okay, reach out and talk to someone. And don't ever feel like you need to carry all this on your own. There are spaces and places and people who are there to provide support when for you, who is the one who always supports everybody and is the ice queen and doesn't get affected by this, except you will and you do. And if you don't feel supported yourself, you're going to burn out just from holding in everything in for everybody else. And that sucks. And I don't want that to happen to you. So reach out to me. binge listen, watch all of these podcasts. You'll get loads of support there. But talking, you know, conversations talking. So reach out to someone on social media, email me. You'll find me on social media, even though I'm not mega active anymore. And yeah, do get in touch, but do ask the questions and do just say, do you know what? I'm not okay today. What can you help with? And I, if you come to me, will say, listen to this, watch this, download this, or let's get on a call and talk about it. Because it depends what the issue is as to what support you need. But the help is out there, and you don't need to carry everything on your own. You carry enough, mate, I'm telling you. You carry enough. You don't need to carry this too. So thank you for joining me today. Lots of love, and I will see you next time. See ya. Thanks for listening to Unstuck. Make sure you follow or subscribe so you never miss an episode. If you enjoyed today's show, I'd love it if you left a review. It really helps more solo business owners find the podcast and reminds them they're not alone. Want to chat about this episode or suggest a future topic? You'll find me on Instagram @LibbyLangley. See you next week.